50 women and children, and the swapping of hostages for Palestinian prisoners. Peter Lerner of the Israeli Defense Force says the military will also be watching to see how it develops.
We will be standing strong and prepared because we know Hamas have a dubious record with regard to holding fire in the past. They've utilized these types of pauses in the past to conduct more killing and abduction. So we need to be very strong in our defensive positions.
Tax cuts, efforts to boost business investment, and a drive to get people back into work are all expected to feature in the Chancellor's autumn statement this lunchtime. Jeremy Hunt will promise he will be responsible with the nation's finances. Chief Secretary to the Treasury, Laura Trott, says the government's focused on growing the economy.
I think in the last year, the Prime Minister and Chancellor have made some really difficult decisions in the national interest. We've met the Prime Minister's commitment to halve inflation. That's going to make a massive difference to people at home now, and now we're really focused on growth and making sure that we bring the tax burden down.
The mum of one of the four teenagers who died during a camping trip in North Wales says she feels like she's in a nightmare. Crystal Owen's son Harvey was found along with three friends in a car that had crashed into water near Tremadog yesterday. Some hospital disinfectants might not be any more effective than water in killing harmful bacteria. Researchers at the University of Plymouth have been studying how chlorine works against superbugs. The company behind ChatGPT has reinstated boss Sam Altman just 5 days after he was fired. OpenAI staff had threatened to quit and join Microsoft if he wasn't brought back as chief executive. And Wales have missed out on automatic qualification to Euro 2024 after being held to a 1-1 draw by Turkey. It means they'll need to win two more playoff matches to make the tournament. That's the latest from Sky News. I'm Chris Milligan.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Chris.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Today we'll continue to see clouds move in from the west. There's still some sunny spells and it should remain dry, which is good. Mild with a gentle westerly breeze there, feel of the day. Developing in the afternoon, that is. 9 degrees is going to be your high today. Tonight will be cloudy and breezy. It should be generally dry, but the odd shower or spot of rain can't be ruled out. A few clear spells are also possible. A mild night, 8 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight, then on Wednesday, 22nd of November. Songs on the way from Wham and Wet 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 and UB40. This hour, between now and 9 o'clock, every single song is an 80s song. That's why this is called 80s at 8. breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:15 now on Wednesday, November the 22nd. A month until Christmas. I got my Christmas present yesterday. I bought myself a TV. Yeah, I did. Just thought I'd tell you that. And what is it with the TVs nowadays? Not a single button on the television. Not even an on and off switch. Nothing. If I lose the remote, well, that's the end of that, isn't it? See, I'm a bit of an old-fashioned fella. I remember when TVs, for a 20-inch TV, it used to be a monster sitting in the corner of your room.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
Every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m, it's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Breyer Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:26 now. On the way next, we've got the Third World dancing on the floor, and we continue the 80s.
80s at 8.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a fresh map and see. Oh, would you look at that? Red lines everywhere. Wilson's Corner, very slow. Ongar Road is slow from Larkin's Playing Fields down to Wilson's Corner and back again to Doddinghurst Road roundabout. Shenfield Road is slow from Hutton Road down to Middleton Hall Lane and back again. Very slow in both directions, that one. Middleton Hall Lane, very slow in both directions as well between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down at Mason's Wine Bar opposite King George's Playing Fields. Fields from there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common. Traffic lights is slow. Seven Arches Road is slow from Brentwood skate park, yeah, from there up to the Shenfield Common traffic lights and back to the skate park again. Very, very slow for some reason or another. Outside Brentwood Station, the B186 is slow from Whalley Mount up to the King's Road roundabout and back to Avenue Road, and the B186 continues to be slow from the King's Road roundabout across to Ingrave Road roundabout and back again. Outside Shenfield Station, Hutton Road is quite slow from Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout, where there's some roadworks, and back again. Slowest part in both directions is directly outside the station. Hanging Hill Lane is very slow from the junction with Rayleigh Road down to St Martin's School, and from just before Cost Cutter Supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. There's also some slowness on the A128 from Ingrave to Running Waters. Is that to Running Waters Button roundabout? The crossover point is... Common Road. That's a little bit slow in both directions at that point. Over in Billericay, the A176, as always, is very slow from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street, back down at the Langdon Road, a level with the Billericay School. Also, South End Road is very slow from... Maple Mead, I think that is. From Maple Mead, some points in both directions. From there up to the junction with the A176 is slow. And also the A129 is slow from just before Western Road traffic lights across to the bottom of the High Street. Top of the High Street is also slow from just before St Andrew's Drive on Stock Road. From there down to Norsey Road Junction and back again at some points. Very slow. M25 clockwise, there's slow traffic from Junction 30, the A13 to the QE2 bridge. It's also slow on the M11 London bound from Junction 5 Loughton through to Junction 4, the A406. Now the A12 London bound from Junction 20 Hatfield Peveril to Junction 19 Boreham. There was an earlier accident involving four vehicles. That's been cleared to the side and all the lanes are now open, but delays remain right the way back to Junction 23 Kelvedon at the moment. A127 eastbound, it's slow between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A12 northbound, it's slow between Junction 17 Howe Green and Junction 19 Boreham Interchange. Londonbound A127 is slow from Rayleigh Weir to the Fair Glen Interchange. A13 Londonbound, slow up from just after the A130 at Saddler's Farm, and that goes to the Stanford Lee Hope turnoff. Londonbound A12, the traffic is building on the Brentwood Bypass approaching the M25 at Junction 28, and the A127 Londonbound is slow in the usual place from just before the A128 at Halfway House to the M25 at Junction 29, and the A13 London bound is slow from the A1012 Stifford Interchange, and that goes to the M25 at Junction 30. And that's it. They're all the problems I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
Now love is at your rescue. Come on, love's got me dancing on.
Ricky's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Coming up this Saturday, the 25th of November, at St George's Church in Ongar Road, there's a Christmas bazaar taking place, and all the usual stuff is there. Stalls and refreshments, you've got cakes, chocolate and bottle tombola, toys, books, toiletries, raffle, meat Santa, bacon rolls and homemade soup being served as well. And loads more stuff on top of all that. It's from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Admission is only 50 pence and the event is in aid of church funds. If you want some more details, just go to phoenixfm.com and look at the local events guide. Blackie's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:45, quarter to nine with Taylor Dane and Tell It to My Heart. We've got Spandau Ballet and Chant Number One on the way next when we continue the 80s. Don't forget, coming up after 9 o'clock through till 10, it's 90s at 9 time.
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6 p.m. with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing. Thank
you.
Hi,
thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6 p.m. on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
I took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these bands.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interviews today, we've got three of them today. On 1, 2, 3 with our lovely Bob, just after 1 o'clock this afternoon, he's going to be chatting to Emma Hughes, CEO of Sanctus Homeless Charity, talking about the charity and their work. After 3 on Drive Time with our lovely Joe, she'll be chatting to Charlotte Hodge and Natalie Fowler from telecommunications company B-Fibre. And with our Nick on Curveballs tonight, he's going to be chatting to local band Perilla on tonight's show.
You took your time to come back this time. The grass has grown under your feet. In your absence, I changed my mind, and someone else is sitting in your.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.